Audio check. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, Amen. In tuo vivo altare Dei, ad Deum quelli te pica Dio vendute mea. Judica me Deus et discerne causa meam de gente non santa, ab homini inico doloso vero in me. Qui tu est Deus fortitudo mea, quare vero volisse et quare trisi sincero rub affligit me inimicus. Emite lucem tua et veritatem tua. Ipsa mene luxerunt et ad luxerunt in montem sanctum tuum in tabernacula tua, et in tuo vivo altare Dei, ad Deum quelli te pica Dio vendute mea. Confidebre divi in cithere Deus, Deus meus, quare crisis est anima mea, quare conturbis me. Sperat in Deo, coniam ad duc confidebrili, salutare vultus mei, Deus meus. Gloria Patri, Filio, et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saeculo saeculorum, Amen. In tuo vivo ad altare Dei, ad Deum quelli tibica, Iuventutum meam. Adiutorium nostrum in nomine Domini, qui vece caelum et terram. Confidio in omnipotenti, beata mei et semper virgine, beata Michele et Angelo, beata Ioanna Baptiste, sanctis apostolis Petro et Paolo, omnibus sanctis magistratis, gravidi vis cogitatione verbo vero opere. Mea culpa, mea culpa, mea maxima culpa. Ideo prego beata mei et semper virgine, beata Michele et Angelo, beata Ioanna Baptiste, sanctis apostolos Petro et Paolo, omnis sanctis magistratis, orare per mea nominum Deum nostrum. Miseriander nostri omnipotens Deus, et visis venis nostris, minuque nostra vitam eternam, Amen. Indulgentiam absolutionem et remissionem peccatorum nostrorum tribuit nobis omnipotens et misericus Dominus, Amen. Deus sunt versus, bene vicamis nos, et sepsis vodi tabinum in te. Ostendi nobis Domini misericordiam tuam, et salutare tuum da nobis. Domini ex audi orationem meam, et clamor meam, sante venia. Dominus obiscum, oremus. Boni escietis, quia veni in Dominus, et salvavi nos, et mani mili debitis gloria meus. Domini est terra, plenitudo eos, orbis terrarum, et universi qui habitandi in Deo. Gloria Patri, Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum, Amen. Boni escietis, quia veni in Dominus, et salvavi nos, et mani mili debitis gloria meus. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison. Kyrie eleison, Christe eleison, Christe eleison, Christe eleison. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison. Dominus obiscum. Oremus. Deus qui nos redemptionis nostre annua expectatione redivias, presta, ut unigenitum tuum quem redemptorem laetis suscipimus, venientem quoque, judicem securi veriamus. Dominum nostrum, Iesum Christum filium tuum, qui tecum vivit et regnat in unitate Spiritus Sancti, Deus, per omnia saecula, saeculorum. Amen. Oremus. Nostrum nostrorum, quae esum sonia, lidi superbiam, et eorum quod maciam dexere tuae virtute posterni, quid Dominum nostrum, Iesum Christum filium tuum, qui tecum vivit et regnat in unitate Spiritus Sancti, Deus, per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen. Lectio Epistulae Beati Pauli Apostoli ad Romanos, Paulus, Servus Christi, vocatus Apostolus, segregatus in Evangelium Dei, curante pro misera per propheta suos in scripturis sanctis de filio suo, qui pactus est et exsemine damin secundum carnem, qui predestinatus est filius Dei in virtudem secundum spiritum, sanctificationis ex resurrectione mortuorum, Iesu Christi nomine nostri, requiem ab circumus gratiam et apostolatum ad obediendum fine in omnibus gentibus pro nomine eius, in quibus estis et vos vocati Iesu Christi nomine nostri. Hodie scietis qui aveni in Dominus, et salvabi nos, et mani videbitis gloria meus, videgi Caesar el intende, videducis vendo nomen Joseph, visede super cherubim appare corum Ephraim, Benjamin, e Manasse. Alleluia. Benedicat obiscum, sequentia Sancti Evangelii secundum Matteum. Cum esse disponsata Mater Iesu Maria Iosef antequam convenire, invente es in utero habens et Spiritus Sancto, Iosef autem Hireus cum esse diustus et nollet eam traducere, voluit occulte divitere eam. Ec autem eo, cogitante, ecce Angelus Domini apparuit in somnis ei, dices Iosef, fili David, noli timere accipere Mariam coniugem tuam, quod enimen ea natum est de Spiritu Sancto est, pari ad autem filium, invocamus nomen eius Iesum, ipse enim salvum faciet populum suum, a peccatis eorum. Lesson from the letter of St. Paul the Apostle to the Romans. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, set apart for the gospel of God, which he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, the gospel concerning his Son, who was descended from David according to the flesh, and designated the Son of God in power according to the Spirit of holiness, by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord, through whom we have received grace and apostleship, to bring about the obedience of faith for the sake of his name among the nations, including yourselves, who are called to belong to Jesus Christ. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child of the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. The saving words of the gospel. And the angel said, he will save his people from their sins. Not just he will save their people, he will save the people from the Romans, or from some secular concern. No, he will save them from their sins. So the one who is coming is God. Now, over the last few weeks, Holy Church has been slowly but surely building up a more complete picture for us of the one who is to be born according to the foresights of the prophets. And even in the calendar that you don't see, in the Martyrology, Martyrology is a liturgical book, the Martyriologium Romanum. There's a book that was read especially in monastic communities at meals, but also during the office prime and other occasions. And it has the more complete calendar. We We have with the missal those saints who are celebrated at the altar, but in the martyrology we have the other saints who are assigned to the different days of the year. And sometimes when the missal doesn't have anything assigned that outweighs everything else, you can actually celebrate the feasts that are in the martyrology of saints that nobody really even hears about anymore unless they look at the martyrology. And in the martyrology, you will find the names of all sorts of Old Testament figures, especially prophets. And in the last days before, from about the time that Advent starts, as a matter of fact, thinking about Advent, Once Upon a Time is longer, so from the last part of November all the way along, we've been celebrating the various prophets, Old Testament prophets, that foretold the coming of the Lord. And so Holy Church has indeed been slowly but surely building up a more complete picture according to the foresight of the prophets, as I said just a little bit ago. And now today we have Paul filling in another part of the sketch, giving us more pieces to the puzzle so we can see more of the picture. Some very clear statements from Paul to the Romans in the very first chapter, the very first verses. The Messiah was born of the line of David according to the flesh, which is something that he took from Mary, born according to God, according to his divinity. And so he gives a reason for a link for the reason why he was born. The angel was talking to Joseph about how he is going to save people from their sins, you know, not from a secular oppression, which is what the Jews really thought Messiah was going to be, this great kingly priest king figure in the line of David who comes and rouses everyone up and tosses out the Romans and ushers in a kind of a new utopia. But no, Paul says the reason that the Lord was born into the world is the mystery of Easter. He talks about the resurrection from the dead, which of course presupposes his passion and death. And he recounts all this for the sake of the Romans, who are called to belong to Christ. And that belonging to Christ, of course, is all wrapped up in the passion and the resurrection of the Lord. And an important point that comes within the formulary for Mass today is that this is not just for the Jews. It's for the Jews, but it's also for the Gentiles. It's certainly for the, Paul underscores that. All the nations, he says, I am being obedient to the faith for the sake of his name among all the nations, Paul says. Including yourselves, the Romans, who are called to belong to Christ. But if we look at the gradual prayer today, the gradual is the prayer, is the antiphon that we say, the chant or the prayer that we say right after the first reading, the epistle reading. And the gradual and the Alleluia verse, when it is said, I accidentally almost said it today, we're only supposed to say it during Advent on a Sunday or on a feast. The gradual prayer with the Alleluia form a kind of bridge between the readings. There's you'll find a thematic connection between them. These two things as a bridge, one pointing one way and the other one pointing the other way. In the gradual today we have Exodus, and then a verse from a psalm. And so the English of that is, "This day you shall know that the Lord will come and save us." Well, this is very appropriate for Christmas Eve. "And in the morning you shall see his glory." All right. In the psalm verse, however, it says, "O shepherd of Israel, hearken, O guide of the flock of Joseph, from your throne upon the cherubim. Shine forth before Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh." Now, that verse that we have in the gradual today shows up pretty often in, in our masses with the Vetus Ordo. But it ends at Cherubim, right? From your throne upon the Cherubim. But today it continues a few more words, shine forth before Ephraim, Benjamin, Manasseh. Well, this is a kind of a shout out to the lost tribes. Remember that back in the day, many centuries before, the Assyrians came and they scattered the 10 tribes of the Jews, the 10 tribes of Israel. They scattered them among the nations and they became intermixed with them and so forth. And the coming of the Messiah was supposed to be a time when the Gentiles and the Jews both would come to worship the one true God. And so the Christ, especially because he was, you know, he went up to John at the Jordan, which is where the tribes of Israel entered into the promised land, reveals himself, the Lord reveals himself to be the new Moses, bringing all of the tribes, all the 10 tribes again, into the promised land, toward the new Jerusalem, toward the new Eden, because he's also the new Adam. And so, therefore, also the coming of the nations, foreseen by the prophets, would also be a sign that this is indeed the figure. And that's why just at the right at the moment, at the threshold of the Lord's passion, you might remember that the Gentiles, a whole bunch of Gentiles came to Philip and they said that they wanted to talk to the Lord. And the Lord reacted very swiftly and he said, now the hour has come. And that was the moment for his passion to begin in earnest, because the Gentiles were coming. And this is one of the reasons why the Lord was so angry when he saw in the temple all these tables and all this business going on in one particular part of the temple, and he overturned their tables and he drove everybody out. Well, he did that because these people, these, you know, merchants and so forth, who were selling, you know, doves and so forth for the sacrifice, ritual sacrifice and other things, they had set up in the courtyard of the Gentiles, which meant that the Gentiles who were coming to the temple, who wanted to pray to the one true God, didn't have any place of their own to pray. It's one of the reasons why he was so angry, because that was being impeded. The coming of the Gentiles to God was being impeded, and that was a sign, of course, that his hour had come. And so one of the reasons why he cleared that whole area out. So now in the gradual, today, we have the Shepherd of Israel. The Shepherd of Israel is called to shine out to the lost tribes. And so the coming of the Lord into the world, into the light of the world, is a sign of the fullness of time, that these last steps in God's plan for our salvation were being fulfilled. And tomorrow, as it says, or this day rather, in the gradual, it says hodie shietis, today, tomorrow for us, Christmas Day, Christ is born into the world, this one who is not just a secular figure, but the one who comes into the world to save us from our sins. It's not a utopian thing. The church, there are a lot of people today who seem to be wanting to turn the church into some sort of NGO, non-governmental organization, and fuse it into all of these other movements for like a one world government or something like that. The church is not here, and Christ did not come into the world in order to form a worldly or an earthly utopia. He came into the world to save us from our sins and to help us to heaven, because all of this that we have here is passing. It will all one day be unabated fire, as we read in the letter of Peter. And then Christ will take everything and submit it to the Father, so that God might be all in all. So as important as our worldly concerns here are, and as important as it is for us to perform corporal works of mercy, Let us remember that that in the end, the heavenly Jerusalem is being prepared for us, and all of this that we have is passing, but not passing in a tragic way, passing in a joyful way, because our Lord rose from the dead, having been born into the world. He suffered, died, and then rose from the dead so that we can have eternal life. Dominus obiscum, oremus, toldi de portas principis vestras et elevani, porte eternales et introibit, rex gloriae. Fratres, per omnia saecula saeculorum. Dominus obiscum. Sursum corda. Gratias agamus, Domino Deo nostrum. Benedenium in usum est, decum et salutare. Nos tibi semper lubique, gratias anene. Domine sancti pater omnipotens eterne Deus. Per Christum, Domino nostrum. Per quem, maestatem tuam laudan angeli, adoro nominationes, tremo potestatis. Celi, celi, rupi virtutis, ac beata seraphim, soce exultatione